It's Money and More with Mary Jo Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
You filed your taxes. Now you get a letter from the IRS saying, we're going to audit you.
First, you take like 16 deep breaths and tell yourself you're not going to die and you're not going to have a heart attack. And then you call either, if you used a tax service, like you can call them. Some of them have audit protection. Most of them will basically tell you that they'll be happy to work with you, but they will charge you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Or you can call us, and we'll actually contact the IRS or the state, find out what they're auditing, try to get them the information they need. And hopefully, a lot of times, you don't deal with them. In fact, we recommend that our clients not talk to the IRS. Whenever they get an audit letter, they should just hand it to us and let us call, figure out what they need, and then we'll communicate with the IRS. A nervous taxpayer will ramble on about stuff that will probably end up getting them in trouble at some point with the IRS just because they're nervous. So if you let us talk to them, we don't ramble, and we can do it much quicker and easier than you will be able to.
Plus, you're familiar with the numbers. You know exactly what you're talking right about when it comes to the numbers, to whereas a customer, a layman such as myself, we have no idea. When you're throwing numbers at me, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, and if an IRS agent could bring up a section of the code saying, we're not allowing this deduction because of this and this and this, and then we're able to perhaps show them a different way to look at it so that it is acceptable to them. So it's working with them and interpreting the numbers the way we want them to.
Is there a difference between being audited as a business as opposed to being audited just on a personal basis?
So say you have a business that's a sole proprietorship, or you're an LLC with one member. If they're auditing your business, they're auditing you. But if you're with a larger group or you're a partnership, mm-hmm. they're auditing the partnership, but the results of that audit will flow down to you. So if you belong to an LLC with more than one member, or a partnership, or an S corporation with more than one member, and that entity gets audited,
right,
whatever happens to that entity will have to be reflected on your new tax return. So if we've already filed a tax return for you, we're going to have to file an amended tax return showing the results of that audit.
Now, what about if you're doing business as? Is there a difference between the being audited as a DBA as opposed to an LLC?
Well, a DBA is really just a sole proprietorship, and it goes on a schedule on your regular tax return, your individual tax return. It isn't really a separate entity. It's considered part of you, for lack of a better way of phrasing it. So if that gets audited, you're being audited as an individual. The good thing with audits are usually they don't come in and say, we're auditing the entire tax return. They'll give you specifics of what they're looking for. And we just have to give them the information they need for those specific areas. So if you're being audited as an individual and they're questioning your home mortgage interest, then all we have to do is send them a copy of the mortgage statement. If they're questioning deductions you took for home office use, then we may have to send them a little bit more information than just a piece of paper, but they'll tell you specifically what they're looking at.
Okay. And for the layman, everybody gets nervous. You lose your mind once you hear audit.
Oh, yeah.
Is the reason, I mean, should we be afraid of audits, so to speak?
Well, if you've been honest, or 90% audit, probably not.
Gotcha.
I've been in audits where they've actually written checks for clients because they says, oh, we should have taken this, or this wasn't taken, or we want to change this. But I've also been in audits where clients have written checks. If I had a piece of wood, I'd knock on it. I'm very grateful none of my clients have had to ever write extreme checks. It's always been relatively simple and inexpensive for them. But it depends on what your record keeping's like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what an audit comes down to, is like being able to pull the records to prove the numbers you put on the return. So as long as you keep them somewhere, you're in good shape. Our phone number at the office is 412-742-4345. We're at 700 River Avenue, Suite 233 on the north side. And our website is rsgaccounting.com. But you can email us, which is probably better. You can email us questions too at Mary Jo at Riverside Sales Group.
It's Money and More with Mary Jo Lincoln on Urban Media Today.